Thanks for listening to Hope on the Rise. Today we have a special message that will encourage you during this Holy Week as we lead into Resurrection Sunday. Here's Dr. Roden.
Hey friends, it's nice to visit with you again on this special Holy Week podcast. I've been thinking about you and have prayed for you from time to time. I believe God has given me a timely message that will encourage you as you experience the low of Good Friday and anticipate the high of Resurrection Sunday. No matter how many times I read the account of Peter and John having a foot race to check out the empty tomb, I get excited that the resurrection story is on the verge of spreading in Jerusalem and beyond. There is no feeling like hope being restored. The resurrection of Jesus is the greatest comeback story ever. It assures the disciples that there is nothing in life that Jesus can't defeat. Even doubting Thomas is convinced when he sees and touches the risen Jesus. I'm calling the resurrection of Jesus the hallmark of hope based on what Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians 15. First of all, without the resurrection of Jesus, we would still be bound in our sins. For over 60 years in ministry, I've rejoiced with people who've experienced the freedom of forgiveness when they are born again, to use the biblical phrase that the late Billy Graham made popular. If you've been born again, why not say it out loud right now? Thank you, Jesus, that you are my hope. Or think about this. If our faith in Christ is only for this life, why should we follow Jesus? I've heard people say, I would be a Christian even if there was no promise of heaven. There is some truth to the fact that Christian values give us a better life here. But what a letdown to find out there is no future life with Jesus. The resurrection clearly promises a future life in heaven. Or consider the fact that we have the promise of a new resurrected body. Wow, that promise alone should draw a crowd. It's interesting that the source of life of the new resurrected body will not be blood, but the life and energy of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a thought to ponder. Finally, the resurrection gives us comfort when we stand at the grave of a loved one who is a follower of Jesus. That's why I'm a Christian today. An uncle said to me at my grandmother's graveside, "You can't bring her back, but you can prepare to go where she is." Within a few months of my grandmother's death, I made a decision to follow Jesus. I was only 16 years of age and have never regretted that decision. I trust this Easter season will be the time you decide that Jesus is the hallmark of hope. And that's Hope on the Rise for now.
Thanks for listening. You can support Hope on the Rise by sharing this podcast through email or social media. You can also make a tax-deductible donation if you go to bobroden.com. That's B-O-B-R-H-O-D-E-N.com and click on the donate button.